Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 59 of the Webcomic Beacon. I'm Fess of PSIWebcomic.com. And, well, yeah, that's right.
With me is
my co-host, one of my co-hosts, Tanya Higgins of BetaPwn.com. Welcome.
Hello.
And with us, a special guest today, well, not really special, but he's a guest nonetheless, Michael Sisk of the Webcomic and Inkblot web WordPress plugin and theme
Careful.
Combination. I forget your site again. MS something. You what? Introduce yourself.
What? Oh, hi, I'm Mike, and my web address is maikeruon.com. No one can say it, so I have to spell.
Wow.
Awesome beans.
Well,
this week we don't. Well, okay. We don't really have a working title for this show, so because I don't know how much we're going to talk about yet. If we're going to talk about more of this or more of that, the title.
No, we have a title. We just can't pronounce it. We'll have to spell it.
Oh yeah.
Exactly. Spelling works in place of listing things.
In any case, this week we've got a Webcomic Beacon show format all written up so I can stay in order, and I've already screwed that up.
Wow.
Did you send it? Do I have this?
No, it's part of our Google Documents.
Oh.
You should be able to read it, not edit it. I'm the only one that could edit this one.
Did you send me an invitation, or do I have to log into the Beacon?
I skipped the invitation because I just told you guys to check your Google Documents. Because there's no need for an invitation. You just go there and it's there.
Yep, then I have to log into the general email. Look at you just...
You can log into the Webcomic Beacon or your own Gmail. You start off with starting Skype, opening TalkShoe, beginning the Twitter saying, hey, we're recording this show, and ask for milestones and news. Then we have a pre-show of basically nothing that really doesn't happen. And then we got our first segment, which is 15 to 20 minutes, the first third of the show. Cue the This Is Blank and You're Listening To sound clip, if we have any. Then we cue the intro music, but we don't really do that because that's done in post. Cue the vocals. Welcome to episode XX of the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com. And we are hosted on the Rampage Network webcomic community at rampagenetwork.com.
Wow.
Then we go through introductions. And then this is the part where we do the show topic, if we got one.
Yeah, I see that. We do have a show topic. We're talking about WordPress plugins specifically for webcomics.
Yeah.
That like, hence the guest.
Like Comic Press and...
look what you did.
Well, I have to be fair. A lot of sure. people use Comic Press and Webcomic Press Comic Press Manager or whatever the plugin is. And yeah. I do have to say that he is currently working on a chapters system. And I know that's something that you already had.
Yeah. Actually, the very first release of Webcomic had that 1 month ago, sorry. I've been working on it for 2 months. The first official release was 1 month ago on December 4th.
And did you end up doing automatic post creation as well?
Yeah, that actually showed up. Geez, I get my versions mixed up. I made three releases in the last 2 weeks. either 1.4 or 1.5. The newest version actually... The automatic post creation was at first only compatible with dates, which anybody who uses Comic Press should be familiar. You have to name your comics year-month-day. Webcomic actually supports that as well as using post slugs and entirely custom file names. And automatic post creation in the newest plugin version of the plugin is supported for all of those different name schemes.
Fun.
Isn't this exciting?
Oh, it's exciting.
I know.
I'd like to say that I use it right now, but I don't because I'm in that... Because you helped me out with the site before. I haven't transitioned it yet.
Yeah. Yeah, that was mostly my fault.
Well,
yeah, I think we'll probably have better luck if we try again.
And does all this stuff all the code that you sent me before still going to work, or?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I actually updated your site, so it should be fine. Not like live updated, but all the code that I did was updated. So.
Okay. Yeah, part of the reason was because I ran into some problems with ComicPress, because ever since WordPress 2.7, which was like the big, very ugly upgrade of which the navigation bar was completely pissing me off. By the way, if 2.7 is pissing you off, look for admin drop-down menu or something like that. It will beautify your admin menu to something that looks like it should have been a part of the original release. But also, I ran into some problems with ComicPress, and so I had posted some questions in the ComicPress forums, and so I thought, okay, I'm asking this guy, bringing these guys some problems and asking for help, and I'm going to switch over to something completely different right away. Thanks for the help. I'm not going to use you anymore.
It's good that they're fixing that stuff.
Yeah.
So
I'll at least move PSI over to the webcomic and Inkblot, but the other ones I think I'm going to keep because I'm looking at the raw information. It's like, I don't have time to figure out where all this stuff is all over again, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't know any of this code at all. You know, when I first made the webcomic beacon on WordPress, I spent maybe 5 hours screen capping, opening the screen cap in Photoshop, selecting the color, and then looking for that color code to figure out what went where and what it did.
Wow.
And just kind of figured out what the hell I'm looking at. It took me so long. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, it's definitely a pain to transition from basically anything to any kind of content management system, even WordPress, even though I happen to think it's pretty nice as far as content management systems go.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since we have so many options for webcomics.
Right. And the only problem is that a lot of people don't do anything beyond uploading the bare bones comic press or WordPress or webcomic.
Yeah,
it just looks like, oh, this is a WordPress site. Okay.
Yeah, there are a lot of ugly webcomic sites.
Nice.
Well, it's not like, not ugly. Not ugly people's efforts, ugly people's not efforts, basically.
Yeah, it's not that they're not trying or that they've tried hard and this is the best they can do. It's that they're not trying at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me.
You know what? Honestly, I'm clueless. I use Summary C and my own code. So I've never actually used any WordPress kind of plug-in things. So maybe you can start with telling us what would the advantage be of such a thing.
Okay.
Why is that easier than pounding my head against a wall like I do now?
Well, you see. Besides the lack of blood.
But, oh!
Yes, you know.
It stays on the inside.
The body.
Yes. Cool.
But yeah, really for any kind of website larger than like one or two pages, you're probably best looking into a content management system. WordPress is really nice. It's evolved over many iterations to become incredibly flexible. That's why we can use things like blogs, and I know some magazine websites use it. Obviously, it's very popular for webcomics. It provides a lot of nice features, automatic feed generation. Actually, more recent versions of WordPress have post-version control. Obviously with, as relates to webcomics, my own plugin, the newest version, actually, when you go to write a post, you can actually upload the comic and add various different information right there on the post page. And so you can do everything in one step instead of uploading the comic separately and then going to edit the site and stuff like that. So you can just do it all in one step and it's really quick and painless.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the main reason to use something like WordPress for webcomics or really any site is convenience. It's if you can figure out the system, it's infinitely easier than doing it by hand or trying to maintain a site like that.
Yeah, I mean I do, like I said, I do use Summary C, you know, to upload the comic and the blog. As far as I know, it's not supported anymore. A lot of times when you go to the different Summary C links, they've kind of been taken over by spam. So if it ever stops working, I am closed. I'm going, wow. I'm going to be on your doorstep sobbing.
That's not good.
You could charge people a nominal fee to do the conversion. And I bet you, I bet you'd actually get some people to do that.
That would be great. Actually, I just recently got my first donation towards the plugin, which is great because I'm still kind of looking for a full-time job.
Right.
And in the meantime, donations are kind of keeping me alive. So, but yeah, I would absolutely love to convert anyone's site for a nominal fee. That would be great.
If I keep having the Internet Explorer issues that I'm currently having, I would give you one of my kids. I wouldn't even care.
That's terrible.
Just do whatever you need with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's illegal, Tanya.
Huh?
That's illegal. Never mind. Morally wrong.
You know me and morals.
Oh, look, an open window.
Bye. So I'm assuming then also, you know, WordPress is... It doesn't matter what browser it's on. Everything's compatible. It's all plug and play, as it were.
Yeah, that depends largely. WordPress, I guess to really simplify things, is kind of three different things. It's WordPress, which is the content management system.
Uh-huh.
And that handles all of your, if you want to add something to the site, if you want to change things, you do it all through WordPress.
Okay.
Then you have WordPress themes, which are actually your site. The themes actually pull stuff from WordPress, and that presents your site. So whether or not your site is compatible with certain browsers would depend largely on the theme.
Okay.
And also, if you dick with the code too much, which I just recently found out, and I was like, why is it not working right? And then I look back between the original file and my file. Oh, I deleted a whole bunch of code.
Yeah, you have to really be careful when you go in and play with those if you don't know what you're doing. It can be dangerous. You can destroy your site. But it's easy to fix. You just change themes and keep going. Actually, that was one of the reasons I first started working on Webcomic and eBlock. It actually started, Lili, I was in the chat room right now. She runs The Adventures of Weegloff and Mordred.
Mm-hmm.
I had had been bothering me to split my comic from my main site, which at the moment, or at the time, was I had basically hacked WordPress to make it sort of integrate it with my blog, but be separate. And that got that turned into a huge pain when updating WordPress and everything. So I finally separated it, like, oh, Comic Press. I can just grab Comic Press and put this on my site, and I'll be good to go.
Yeah.
And I took one look at that and said, this is not right. I have a lot of complaints with Comic Press as far as how it's designed and the theme itself. They've confused things a lot. For example, Webcomic, the plugin, which would be that third part of WordPress that I never got to, actually does basically everything that Comic Press does. It just doesn't do it for you automatically. That's why the separate theme, Inkblot, exists. It's like Webcomic for Dummies.
Right.
So, yeah, I looked at Comic Press and said, this just is awful. So instead of just doing, like, 5 minutes and getting a Comic Press site up, I spent the last 2 months developing my own solution. Much better use of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
how many, like, ready-built themes are available?
There are probably thousands.
webcomics.
Oh, with webcomic, far as I know, the only one that's ready built, you install it and it's good to go with your comic and everything is Inkblot, the one that I've designed.
Okay.
The webcomic plugin is actually usable on any WordPress theme except Comic Press.
Oh, of course. Okay.
Yeah. I tried to make it compatible, but they keep changing things and I keep changing things and it's really hard when we're not both working on the same thing. So,
right.
But the problem with that is that you kind of have to know what you're doing to get webcomic working with a theme.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overly complicated. I've tried to simplify things as much as possible. And I would say it's significantly easier than working even with Comic Press out of the box. But that's why Inkblot exists. So you can, Inkblot is actually very customizable on its own. I know Comic Press provides, like 5 separate themes when you download it?
Yeah, with different layouts, essentially. You can pick your layout for ease of knowing what the heck you want to be closest to in the code, you know?
Yeah, in Inkblot, actually, there's a setting page. It adds a setting page to WordPress that you can change the number of columns and where they're positioned and everything right through WordPress. You don't even have to pick from five different themes. You just upload the one and dynamically change it as you want.
Hmm.
So I've really tried to simplify things as much as possible.
Yeah.
But if you ever got courageous enough, Webcomic will actually is compatible with basically any WordPress theme, so you could modify your own. You don't have to use Inkblot.
Hmm. Wow, this would have been really great to know about like a couple months ago, Fess. Good job.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, why didn't you get to work earlier?
I'm sorry.
Now I don't have time to look through your code and figure out what to do. And
I've already spent, at last estimate, 96 hours redoing the site.
Well, that's why for a nominal fee, I can site for you.
Well, it's too late now. Unless you want to draw the characters. That's really all that's left.
Is how you say your website, make a rune?
Mykeruon.
Okay, never mind.
Make a rune. That's good.
Kind of hard to pronounce. That's why I just went ahead and spelled.
Like that other guy, Xern. You can't spell it.
Looking over the site and looking at you know, specifically what Inkblot looks like and the way this works, it would seem that I would say what 70% of the comics we review we should just send to your site. Half of our complaints are completely taken care of because it's all there is a forward button, there is a back button, there, you know, all of the things that we sort of, you know, pedantically bitch about every week,
yeah.
Already done.
Yeah, it's, like I said, I really tried to get all the things. Like, I noticed one thing that apparently even the newest version of Comic Press doesn't have like a standardized method for is like those first, last, forward, back buttons.
Yeah,
which kind of shocked me. I was like, that was one of the first things I did in webcomic. It's just one function. You stick in a theme and it goes.
Are you talking about where they separate the forward back, and then it's like you can't have the first or last unless you put them in there yourself?
Yeah. I don't know
that.
Why.
Like, I hate comic press sites. It's like, let me find the first damn comic and. Where's home button? No, you have to click the frickin'. So I have that kind of jerry-rigged, but...
Yeah.
Well, see, but looking at this, it's all there. There's home, about, archive, gallery. It's all there. First, back, everything's already set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in the lower left corner, you can see the chapters thing going on.
Yeah.
Volume and chapters. And actually, a really good example of that is actually at WeagleOffAndMordred.com. If you go to Lily Eye's archive, I actually helped her set it up, and it's kind of cool how the chapter archives work by default. You can actually fully customize that, though, and I have to thank you, Fez. You inspired one of the features in that. I saw your post on the Comic Press forums about doing like a reverse archive where it would start with the oldest comic first, was it, how you had it, and kind of work its way back.
Yeah.
What? Are you talking about the chapters thread when I was talking about?
Yeah, well, you posted something and it inspired me to do something. I don't remember what it was.
Well, what I had posted was, it was in somebody else's post about how do you make chapters, and people are basically like, ooh, this is how you do it, but that didn't do anything. It just links to the first page of the first chapter. That's, I can do that in HTML. That's easy. But I was saying, it's like, okay, say you got like three current arcs. Well, mm-hmm. In an archives page, the very last arc should be at the top. Most recent at the top, right? And then, so you'd have the most recent, and then at the top, and then underneath just that part, in reverse order, you'd have all the strips to that. So the most recent of that arc would be at the top, and the first one would be at the bottom. And then go to the second most recent arc. You know, just basically like how it updates normally in the archive, only it will separate by arc and instead of having stupid little dates next to it, which I don't need. Because nobody needs to know that.
Yeah, that's what got me confused. If you look on WeagleOffAndMordred.com, you'll see that's basically how it's set up, except it's going in chronological order with the oldest first. What I added from your post is I actually added the option to reverse the archive.
Cool.
So you can actually have it going with newest first down to the oldest. So thank you for that, Fez.
Well, I do what I can. And what I can and what I can do right now, I can go to break.
Excellent.
And when, break's good.
And we don't have this is also where I would say that coming up, we would also have a webcomic review by Dark Mark, but since he since he doesn't have one, well, there's not going to be one, so there.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
Mark, that's funny.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes, I decided. I decided that.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I do. I do.
I can't wait to get, for him to have his segments in here again. But of course, if he's going to be on the show, that's it's a little bit different. But but I was wondering what else, because it's like we don't really do a whole lot with reviews a whole lot. But then I was thinking, I was like, why not? If we see some, like, make a note of it and say it, like, remember when we had, who's Casual Notice? I forget his first name.
I don't know.
Brett Hanley, yeah. There we go. Yeah. Well, he started up his, webcomic review site again, and I'll just mention that, let's see, his most recent one is Better Days. And you can find his review of Better Days on casualnotice.com, and then just click blog or reviews or whatever it is. Before that, he did Flaky Pastry and Punch and Pie, and he has some pretty decent reviews. So go ahead and check that out at casualnotice.com and just look for his reviews. Other than that, checking to see what our schedule says. It says, yep, cue the webcomic review sound file. Don't need that. Continue previous comic. A topic. Blah, blah. Continue previous topic. so, well, first off, I want to say is, like, in case the guy who does Comic Press is listening to this.
don't hate you.
No, I mean,
just that it sucks.
I know comic. If I'm going to start up a site, I already know basically where all the stuff is. Just like how confusing I know where the web WordPress stuff is. And he has good support too. You know, I came in with my problems, and it was over the Christmas, and after Christmas was over and stuff, he came in and he, you know, helped me out get it all working right again, and I'm helping him out with the chapters thing. So I don't know if I'm a traitor to somebody or not. I could be a traitor to both right now. I don't know. But I'm helping him develop the chapters system with a test site I made. But so he's by no means a bad guy.
Oh, no, I don't mean to disparage anyone that works on Comic Press. I have many problems with it, but if it works for you, that's great. You know,
mm-hmm.
use what works. I just think mine works better.
Oh, let's see. Is there okay, well, here, let's do some plugging. What are some comics right now that are utilizing your stuff?
I'm only actually aware of five at the moment, unfortunately, one of which is mine. If you go to mycaron.com/WCIB, they're actually all right on the homepage.
Yeah, you have to spell it for me. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Oh, mycaron.com/WCIB. That'll actually take you to the Webcomic and Inkblot website. And
yes.
There's actually a showcase on the site that five people have submitted their site so far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I see. Now, see, I didn't know that was a showcase. I thought those were just pretty pictures.
Oh, okay.
I thought they were examples. I didn't know they were live sites.
Okay, I should probably clarify that. There's also a showcase link at the top that'll take you to the actual showcase page. See, that's, you got to be careful when designing websites. I tend to take things for granted, and then people totally miss it.
And it might just be me. I'm a little, you know, distracted. There's a lot of licking going on in the chat room right now.
That's, oh, it is. Okay.
Okay, so we've got divine introspection. Oh, somebody's going to be upset about that.
Wow.
All right.
yeah.
You just look at the whole at the little header graphic and go, huh, somebody's going to be pissed. All right.
that's nothing. All right, go ahead. Keep going.
There's fractured mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Wiglaf and Mordred.
Mm-hmm.
Awkward comfort.
Awkward comfort.
Yeah, Emperor's
broke right through the little panel. That's got to hurt. And Emperors of Byzantium?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was harder to pronounce than I was prepared for.
Yeah, those are the ones I'm actually aware of. I know it's been downloaded some 500 times so far, so it could be being used out there somewhere that I'm not at all aware of, but
you may want to clarify now. If all 500 people contact you and say, "Hey, my comics on my comics using your system," you're not going to post all 500 of them, are you?
I will do what I can to post all 500.
Okay.
I can't make any guarantees, but you know, I don't have a full-time job at the moment, so this is basically what I do.
And for a nominal fee, Michael can convert your site to a webcomic and ink blot.
And then you'll have plenty of time to work on the burgeoning showcase section.
Yeah. Yeah. There's as far as webcomic plugins on WordPress. It's all fine and dandy what we got here, but my only other thing I have an issue with. I'm not sure if that's the right word, but is a decent gallery type of site or plugin. See, because I want to utilize WordPress all the way for something, because it's easier to use just one main thing instead of multiple different things. But from what I've seen as far as gallery plugins, there's some variety in displaying images. I currently have two. I have a combination of, I think, NextGen, which is very nice for organizing. But as far as displaying them, I'm not entirely happy with it. I also have Shutterbox, I think, is the other one, where you click on any image link that had like the URL or the URL of a link ends in an image extension. If you click on that, it'll pop up, darken the background and pop up and be like a standalone. It won't open a whole new page. It will just open the image like above everything else, and you can enlarge it, or it'll fit the screen first, and it will just show its caption. Now, I like that, but I guess the only way to really do what I want is to be able to have like comments and stuff on it. You basically got to make a page for every image. I don't think there's any sort of plugin or anything that could work around that.
Yeah, you had said you wanted to have like an individual page where people can comment and stuff. WordPress actually does that by default. I'm not sure.
I mean, if you make an individual page, yes, but then there's not.
No,
really...
No, it'll actually generate the pages for you. Like if you look at that showcase on the webcomic Neekwot site, those individual pages where you go and it has like, oh, Fractured Mentality is powered by webcomic, those are actually automatically generated by WordPress. That WordPress actually takes care of that for you. I don't know how you missed that.
Wait a minute. Let me take a look at what I got.
Okay.
Okay, because I know...
Maybe a misunderstanding.
I know of the quote-unquote gallery function in WordPress, which is like not really advertised as anything at all. I can't find any help on it whatsoever, aside from a few codes.
Wow.
So it's like maybe I'm looking at it wrong. But it's basically kind of like you upload images to a particular page, and then it will thumbnail them out for you for that page.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't recall it working the way that you say, where you can make a comment per image.
Okay. Yeah, you should be able to. Like you said, on the Webcomic and Inkwad site, that's how the showcase works. If you click on any of the little images, it'll take you to the individual image page where you can actually leave a comment right there, and it has the caption and everything right underneath it.
So in Webcomic and Inkblot, you got basically a gallery function, is what you're saying?
Yeah, if you look at the demo site and go to the gallery, if you click on any of those thumbnails on the Inkblot demo site, there's a space to leave a comment, there's the next and previous image links and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, it's all like right there.
But it doesn't show it full screen, though. Or original size. Is there an option to make it original size?
By default, on the individual image page, if you click the image, it'll show the larger version. And that's where
I'm clicking
your light box could...
That must be the original image. I freaking hate Google Chrome. Oh, wait, there it is.
Chrome is great.
I don't know. He's a complainer. That's what Fest does.
No, Chrome is great. It's just got some issues. Like when usually you can right click and then you can view source or check image properties. And it's like, yeah, I can't check the image properties like normal. It gives me all extra code that what the hell am I looking at type of crap.
Yeah, it's a little odd. It takes some getting used to.
It's being just extra helpful is what it comes down to. It's giving you things you're not used to seeing. And, non-code monkeys kind of glaze over at that point. We did actually get a couple of questions for you, Mike, in the in the chat room in between the licking. There was some actual stuff going on.
I don't want to interrupt the licking.
It's really important to not interrupt, but one of the questions you've kind of already answered, but I'll let you maybe expand on it a little bit. Have you ever considered expanding the software to accommodate other types of applications? They said specifically like an image gallery engine or a photo showcase, but what other kind of applications can you see maybe being able to shove this into? Anything?
Yeah. as far as like the image gallery or something goes, that could probably be done pretty easily right now. I don't know. Honestly, most of the features in Webcomic come from my alpha tester, Lilii. Half the stuff that's in it now wasn't actually planned to be in it, but she wouldn't shut up, so I had to add it. So she would be quiet. So, to be honest, I'm pretty bad about thinking of features. A lot of what I've gotten has come from other people. My original goals were pretty small, and it's kind of grown out of that. But as far as, like, an image gallery kind of function, you could probably use it for something like that right now. Like I said, it's pretty easy to... Webcomic actually generates thumbnails just like WordPress does, and you can use it really easily to, you know, create a WordPress page that displays all your... image thumbnails, and then you can click on them and set up a light box for that, like Fez was describing, where the screen darkens and the image comes up.
Right.
I don't think it would take too much work to do that with the plugin as is at the moment. But if anyone has any ideas for features they'd love to see, I'm always open to suggestions.
Is there a comment button on the main site?
There's so actually a form.
People can contact you?
There's all kinds of links on the site.
Okay, that's good.
No, yeah, there's a forum. There's I know there's some way to contact me somewhere on there. The forum is probably best.
Okay, the other question that was asked is, what about the same kind of thing for Joomla? I don't know what the hell that is.
Oh, Joomla. Yeah, I've never actually worked with Joomla. I'm aware of it because its existence, but yeah. Sorry, I guess I could be persuaded to look at it. I've never had a reason to use it myself, but I guess I could give it a look someday. But nothing isn't worked with Joomla.
do you work with any of the other sort of like Drupal or anything like that?
Honestly, I guess I've never really had any reason to. WordPress has been more than flexible enough to do pretty much everything I've ever needed it to do. Sometimes that has required going in and editing core files. That's my main site at mycaron.com actually has that problem. I'm still working with the one of the early WordPress 2.7 betas because if I upgrade, I have to go back and change a bunch of stuff. I don't want to do that. So.
And that's not any fun at all.
No, that's not even if you know what you're doing, that's not fun.
and actually, the other question that I have, and, you know, maybe I code my own site because I'm...
The recording again. I mean, we just had, like, a like technical failure, and you're like, okay, we're not... I don't know if anybody's ready. Go!
How ready do we have to be?
Okay, you can go now.
Oh, Christ. And I think I'm a control freak. Okay, so anyway, what about integrating things like shopping carts or PayPal donation buttons or things that might make us money?
I don't know if that would really be a great place, great things. I don't know if those would be great things to add to the webcomic plugin, but for WordPress in general, there are thousands of plugins available, and I know more than a few are geared towards things like shopping carts and PayPal donations, stuff like that. So
okay, so it's really just you put up another link and it.
There's actually quite a lot out there for WordPress as far as getting things done with the website. There's all kinds. I know search engine optimization is kind of a big deal for webcomics because they're so image-based. It can be hard, and there are plugins that go through WordPress and automatically optimize everything for search engines for you and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So yeah, if you want to get it done with WordPress, there's probably a plugin out there already that will do it for you.
Okay, good to know.
And now, this would be the time to dismiss our guests, but hey, I'm pretty sure that you could stick around for our news segment if you want.
Okay.
All right. And so we're
not doing anything. So.
I'm just going through our Webcomic Beacon show format here and telling everybody what they don't need to know. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have our news segment and hopefully we'll actually cover everything we were supposed to.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at WebcomicBeacon.com/live.
The searchlight is coming up. Did you read the right comic?
I started reading a more recently submitted one because they sent another email asking if we got it. And usually I don't reply just because it just goes into a list and they'll come up as they do. So then it was like, oh crap, so I was starting to read another one. But I started reading the one that we're supposed to be doing a little bit. But before that, we're supposed to end all previous discussions and topics. And then move on to milestones. And there's not a whole lot
Let's
of milestones.
Let's do that!
Oh, wait, let me check my Twitter real quick to make sure that nobody replied. I need to make sure nobody replied. That is not a milestone. 465 is not a milestone.
465! I like that actually. It's 100 over a year.
Boy, you don't know how many days are in a year.
No.
You're off by 100.
No, I said it's 100 days more than a year.
Oh, I thought you said number of comics. it's comics up. Never mind. Anyway.
Nice try, Scott, is basically what we're getting at.
Yeah. let's see. We got in our mailbox, we have Zach Holmes actually reported that his webcomics, which is insert comic here, it has a main storyline comic and gag side comic, but essentially, you know, you essentially combine them to make it all itself. Kind of like what I do at the web at my comic right now. He's had 200 strips total between his little segments, and so yay, 200 for insert comic here. Other than that, on drunkduck.com, Grin and Spirit has hit 4 years, or 5 years if you don't count 1 year of not being online. But so that congratulations for him.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all I have. But I'm looking at the Twitter notes real quick. I think most people reported news.
Yeah.
We have, let's see, what is this? Cook Bros Comics. That's not news. That's just a shameless plug. Shameless. Hang on, let me see. They're on a WordPress. Let's see what they're using. It actually looks like they're just using WordPress. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like a blog. You're terrible. That's like a blogger comic. It's a pain in the butt. Blogger. And let's see. I gotta check out these announcements first before I say them, since in case they're just cheap plugs. Oh wait, no, I don't need to talk about this. They already talked about this on the GigCast. Basically, Super Fogies has an update about, I guess, who's doing art or something like that.
He's doing the origin storylines, which is really cool. He's going back and looking at, you know, before they got to Valhalla. You know, what their superhero lives were like. It's really cool. He's got another artist on it, and it was a good announcement. He's working on a book about his dad.
About his dad?
Yeah. So that's why he shifted Super Fogies to once a week, and then the origin storyline will also appear once a week. It's very cool. It's good news. Are we on to news, or are we still doing milestones?
Well, we're done with milestones, really, but...
Life's a Witch is back.
Yeah.
Samantha's Life's a Witch is back.
Okay. I haven't put it back in my my links. They're one of over 200 comics that I've had to put into my hiatus folder.
Ooh.
So I never, like, ever check my hiatus folder. Ever. I got 150 other comics to check throughout the month.
So it's just where comics go to die for you.
Yeah,
really.
Dead to me. It's like, nice. we were talking about the other show when Jinx Tiger was asking me, hey, you're not a real furry because you don't look at furry comics. No, he's just kidding. But no, because like most of the furry comics that I do follow, they end up stop updating. But yeah, I'm looking forward to having our furry podcast soon. Because I'm doing a little bit more research, so I'm a little bit more prepared. I want to get some good talking heads on for this show to try to keep it from, you know, setting the building on fire.
Well, and really, we want to see you. We like it when you show up and just open up and allow your neuroses to sort of spill out for our amusement.
Anyway, moving on to... distraction. What? Let's see. Wagon Webcomic Battle is setting up setting up for convention season, and apparently he's already locked into going to Wizardworld Chicago, and also possibly to PenguinCon in Michigan. Ooh, Wizardworld in Chicago. I could possibly go there. That'd be cool. That's where they have that Wagon Webcomic Battle is where you have webcomics in a trading card game. Tanya, you didn't make it in, did you?
I didn't. No, I was gonna actually submit something for the adult version. Remember?
Mm.
All the powers I could come up with were not child friendly.
Mm-mm.
It's booby power. We can't have that. That's bad for children. Janet Jackson taught us that at the Super Bowl. Yeah, I'm not appropriate. Just period.
Anyway, if you have any milestones, news, tips, or comments, send an email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. You can even send us an audio file for us to play as a quote-unquote call-in. And for the time being, you can try to even leave a message on our voice line, which may or may not be in existence 6 months from now, but that's 1-320-310-0922. Minnesota area code phone number in the U.S. for those interested, but most cell phones could call anywhere in the U.S. anyway, so go ahead, pull in, leave a message. General plugs we're not going to do on the air just because then they would just fill up everything. But if you got some like crazy news, like you have a contest, you're giving away something. Hey, cool. Otherwise, every 100th, every year, every comic that ends, like a proper ending. Hey, yeah, definitely. So that is a milestone we want to know about.
Yeah. An ending is... Endings are important. Flakings, not so much. We don't need to report those.
Flakings, yeah. We have disaster news on the Webcomic Beacon. And yet another webcomic has died to the hands of a lazy artist. No.
Nice.
I think I know
you
why.
Are off schedule. You're me? Just...
Me?
No, I'm teasing you. It's amusing.
Okay, so what we got here now is looking at our third segment schedule. We're doing the Beacon Cert. Did you just snort?
It was sort of a noise. It was an outpouring of air more than an influx. The influx would have been a snort. This is more a grinding sound.
We have the Beacon Searchlight. We haven't done one of these in forever. This is a Beacon Searchlight where we give our quick impressions about a submitted webcomic. This means it's a solicited webcomic, and we're not going out there to tear down yet another terrible, terrible webcomic. No, these terrible, terrible webcomics. Email us. No, wait. Just kidding. It's anybody and anything goes. We could talk about it for 30 seconds. We could talk about it for 5 minutes or 15 as we have in the past. But we're trying to keep it just short and quick to our quick impressions. And this week is Bullfinch at bullfinchcomic.com. Tanya, because I started reading the wrong comic earlier, you go first.
Okay. The first thing I want to say is I'm pissed off because now I have one more goddamn comic that I'm going to be reading because it's I don't have time for this crap, people. Only submit shitty comics. No. It's actually really well done. I like the character designs. They kind of rock skipped some of the character development. You know, you're just sort of the different characters kind of fall into the main character's lap and are instantaneously integrated into his life. So I think it probably could have been slowed down a little bit and still been really relevant and funny. But overall, I like it. I think it's eclectic and it's pithy and it's a good comic. It's clean. It's good stuff.
I blinked out there. Did you say what it was about at all?
Seriously? No, I
no.
didn't. What are you just wandering off? What?
No, I was reading.
You're still trying to read the comic.
Well, yeah, because I started at the beginning. It started in 2008, so I started at the way beginning, so I've been thumbing
we're
through
gonna
it.
We're going to have a behind-the-scene moment. Now, see, what's funny about this is that all week long, Fess has been telling me, don't flake out. Remember to read the freaking comic before we get on the air so that we don't sound like morons.
Hey, I was all ready for a completely different comic. Anyway, it's about a guy who basically goes, it's kind of like an office comedy, kind of. It's about a guy who quits his one job and works at a different job that basically is a bunch of, not imaginary characters, but like they would be fictional, basically, to most people. But here they are, there's a Minotaur, there's a... Chumbawamba, but he's not called that. And looking at the very last strip, and because it uses comic press, there's no jump to the last comic or first comic.
There is a first underneath it.
Where?
There's first.
Oh, no, I'm in the middle of the archive, so it's not there.
Oh, no, now you're hosed.
Yeah, but they didn't really do much to the design. They're basically using a general comic press site. But yeah, looking at the last few comics, it's really funny. His boss is apparently some sort of like warrior or something like that. It was just freaking funny as hell. So it's I always have to say, like, office comics are like not really my thing at all.
Yeah,
but this I could probably read because it's a little bit more all over the place and crazy.
Okay, first of all, the boss is not a warrior guy. It's Gilgamesh.
Okay, it's Gilgamesh. And what is he?
A little bit different. He's this huge mythological figure.
And he does what?
Well, okay, fine. What?
He's a warrior guy, isn't he?
Yes, all right. He's a warrior guy, but he's Gilgamesh, like the fucking warrior guy, not just like some warrior guy. Oh, fine. The whole premise being that all of these things that the rest of us think are fictional just live in Vermont, where it's completely normal, because after all, nobody goes to Vermont, so nobody really knows what's in Vermont. And, yeah, it's, I liked it. I thought it was a cute concept. And the squirrel war is hilarious. I totally dug the whole squirrel war. And it's not a Chumbawamba, it's a Boompa Loompa. Yep. Tiny little angry orange man. It was
orange
fired.
Man with green hair, and that is a Chumbawamba.
It's not a Chumbawamba. Oh. That's a band. It's an Oompa Loompa.
Oompa Loompa. Okay, never mind. Dumbass.
Yeah. They just put a B. It's a Boompa Loompa.
Oh, you know what? I'm confused because in Family Guy they use the Oompa Loompas characters and they sing Chumbawamba. Is the words that they use. Ah, that's why I got confused. See, I'm trying to defend myself better. Anyway, now we're going to move on to... That was our searchlight. Now we're going to move on to webcomic spotlights. This is different from a searchlight where a little innocent webcomic gets spotted in our searchlight. Aha, there you are. Now we're going to talk about you. This is a spotlight. This is us shining a light on a unsuspecting webcomic that we like. And it's a lot more constructive than spotlighting a webcomic that we hate and won't shut up about how much we hate a comic. And really, we're wasting our time if we do that, like some other people online. Anyway, these are some webcomics we like. Tanya, go.
Holy crap. You are neurotic. Toy Division. I'm spotlighting Toy Division.
Are you still updating?
Yes. And the reason I'm spotlighting Toy Division is because I want her to update more. she's fallen off a little bit. It's never been on a strict schedule. It's always been kind of, you know, as she gets things together. But it's at toydivision.transplantcomics.com. It's as close to chibi porn as you're ever going to get. They're cute little World War II Nazi characters, which I realize sounds completely impossible. It is definitely adult comic content. It's not for children. There are a lot of vaginal jokes, but it's really well drawn. It's really well inked, and the writing is mischievously wrong. It's very good.
Cool. What is the website for that? You already told it. It's at Mike. Mike, do you have a webcomic you'd like to spotlight?
I do. I picked True Magic at true-magic.com. I actually just started reading it recently. I think they only have like 10 or 20 strips. I guess she's actually redoing it. There's an older archive somewhere of the original strip, and she's actually going back and redoing the art and actually rewriting as well. So it's not just like, you know, updating the look of the original. But it's really good, actually. It's pretty funny. It's kept me interested, which is surprising. So I read like 5 webcomics. I'm terrible.
Well, you're better than me because I read too many. Is that it?
That's all I've got. Okay. Do you have a comic you'd like to?
Well, this one's kind of. I like to spotlight it for other reasons as well.
Here we go again.
Not because I'm doing some color work for it at all.
No.
But it's Galaxian at galaxiancomics.com. Tara, it's actually a really cool kind of you know, it's set in space and, you know, more with the people centric and with a little bit more of the people and relationships, I guess, but not so much with relationships as much as I'm making it sound. But it's basically kind of here. Okay, Gilligan's Island meets Star Trek. That's not Voyager. Where it focuses more on the people, I guess. I don't know. It all has to do with testing these jump drives, which is, like, fairly new, which jumps these people to, like, very far away. I'm probably completely wrecking the premise of this webcomic, because I'm still reading through the archives to catch up to where I started reading before. It's like one of those webcomics where you start reading, hey, this is kind of cool, and then it's like, but I don't really have time to read the archives. So you're like, you're reading the end, and you have no idea what happened beforehand. So I'm currently going through the archives, but I really like it. The artwork's pretty good for, I believe she said she's self-taught. And so that's pretty cool. I just want to give an extra plug on her. I'm going to try to get her on a sci-fi episode. We're talking about sci-fi webcomics, or maybe specifically webcomics in space.
That's nice. That was a good pig impression. I appreciate that.
In any case, actually, I'm wanting to do a arc of my webcomic in space. I think it'd be just funny for stupid reasons. But in any case, moving right along in our third segment, what we have next is a discussion of next topic. That's right. We are done with the searchlights and the spotlights. What are we planning to do next week? Well, I already have the answer for that, Tanya. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, I know.
I actually accidentally said that this was going to happen today. I just got ahead of myself. If I'm pronouncing it correctly, we'll be having Jules Rivera.
Try again.
Jules Rivera of Marsh Rocket. The Marsh Rocket is a webcomic that I have spotlighted before. I think it's kind of an espionage type of spy webcomic with, okay, not safe for work. There's some really graphic bloodletting, let's say, in this comic. And there's a bit of romance in it as well, but really not too much. I think it's a fairly good balance, but really
there are more heads dissolving than there is.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot about suspense and action and who the hell's going to die this time type of thing. Very cool. And what also is very cool, but this is kind of like a spotlight already, is the way that it's colored. It's not really full color. Well, it's not full color,
no.
And it's kind of like how you would imagine a duotone or a monotone that kicks ass, because a lot of the color fits in with the feel or the emotion of what's going on, or a chapter kind of has a similar color scheme to it. And it's just really cool. So we're going to have her on next week. Well, technically not next week because this is Saturday today. But on the 18th of January, we'll be having Jules Rivera of Marsh Rocket on with us.
We'll have two sets of boobies on next week. Yeah. That very rarely happens.
There we go. Let's start alienating our guests before she comes on.
No.
Oh, then stop.
No. I'm just saying. It'll be nice. It'll be, you know, an estrogen influx. I like her.
Oh, I forgot.
I'm going to shut up now.
I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I forgot one thing that should have been on the Beacon Show format, and I totally forgot to see who this show is sponsored by. Now, this is a direct ripoff of the GigCast, because they do this, where they say, who's bidding on their Project Wonderful ads at the time? Well, right now, that just changed. Well, as per rules, as I say, if you are advertising on one of the Webcomic Beacon's Project Wonderful ads by the time we end the show, we will plug you in the episode. But I will say that Station V3 has been advertising on our site recently, but right now, our Project Wonderful sponsors this week are the Peons of Antarctica as our main header, and Silver Age, which has our tower ad at silveragecomic.com. is also advertising and sponsoring this show. Thank you very much for advertising. That's all for this week for the Webcomic Beacon. I'd like to thank my guest, Michael Sisk of
MyCaravan.com.
We'll get it in the show notes of Webcomic and Inkblot. Blot web WordPress webcomic type plugins.
Good Lord.
Thanks to Tanya, my lovely co-host, for being on the show with us from betaphone.com.
You're ever so welcome.
Oh, sure. This is Fest of PSI webcomic next something. Anyway, you know where I am. That's all for this week. Bye.
Let it end.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
Remind me.
No.
If you don't say something. It's a little early. Isn't it a little early to be a bastard? Come on.
Maybe.